I'm talking to Marta Andreasen, who's now a member of the European Parliament for the UK Independence Party, but she was formerly the European Commission's chief accountant. While she was in that job, she raised concerns about flaws in the Commission's accounting system, which she said left it vulnerable to fraud. Marta Andreasen, thanks for talking to us today. Now, were you a Eurosceptic when you joined the Commission as chief accountant?
No, I was not a Eurosceptic. In fact, I thought the Euro project was a project of cooperation. I thought they were sharing solutions among the different member states. So I was quite honored to be able to be part of this European Union, and also honored to be part of a administrative reform that they were undergoing.
What happened, or what did you find out to make you change your mind?
Well, I found out that they had no control on the payments they were making out of the European Union budget. Basically, you know, they didn't ask if people qualified to get the funding from the European Union. And I was responsible for the signature of those payments. So I had the highest responsibility. And I thought I needed to know if I was paying to the right person and for the right purpose. And they just didn't care and didn't allow me to make changes to be able to determine if we were making the right payment.
Others didn't see it like that, though, did they? And in fact, you were fired for blowing the whistle. Do you think anything's changed since?
I don't think anything has changed. I now sit in the Budgetary Control Committee, so the committee in the Parliament that oversees the payments out of the budget, and I sit in the budget committee, the committee that oversees the planning of the budget. And in both committees, I can see that they have no respect for European taxpayers' money. And I don't see that fundamental changes that they should make have taken place. You know, once anybody who makes a payment in normal world would take care that the payment would ask the questions, where is this payment going to? What is the purpose? And these questions are not asked by the Commission. Then the solution is to blame the member states. Oh, we gave the money to the UK. It's the UK who is committing the irregularities. Well, yes, but you pay the money out. Did you ask the proper questions? No, they don't.
Do you think Brussels is capable of reform? Is there a will to tighten practices like that up?
No, I don't think there is any will to tighten these practices because they have a different agenda. They want to promote the European Union project. And to promote this project, they want to be able to give the money to the people who will support the project, not the people who really care about the use of the funds in a proper way, not the people who are going to use this funding to grow the economy of a certain member state, but the people who will promote the European Union project.
We're in times of austerity at the moment, and members all across Europe are cutting their state spending. Is there any sign that Brussels is doing the same?
No, absolutely. You know, last night we spent 6 hours approving in the Budget Committee the 2012 budget. And they are asking for a over 4% increase. I was even asking for decreases, but fundamentally saying we should at least reduce the allowances for the MEPs, and they don't want to reduce them. You know, we are now in the middle of a crisis, and people think, well, the EU budget has nothing to do with the crisis. But I will give you an example. Greece was brought into the Eurozone when it didn't qualify to get into the Eurozone. Now, people say Greece lied. Well, maybe in their accounts. But the European Commission has a statistics office, Eurostat, who should have challenged the figures, and they didn't challenge. They kept silent. 10 years later, they realize, oh, something is wrong. But they are there. They have 1,000 people working in Eurostat to analyze the figures, so they should have come up. Another thing, the budget was used to grow the economy of all these countries that came into the Eurozone. Greece got £60 billion in the last 20 years out of the European Union budget. The question is, Where did the money?
Eurozone countries are staring down the barrel of a gun, basically. But what EU grandees are talking about is enforcing more fiscal union in the face of economic collapse, which seems like a desperate measure. Who stands to gain the most from keeping Europe together?
I think it's the Directorate General, the bureaucracy in Brussels, who stands to gain. It is these people who have been pushing the project all along, and they want this European Union where they will hold the power over all the member states.
And finally, as a Eurosceptic, do you feel in any way vindicated by what's going on in the Eurozone at the moment?
Sadly, yes, I feel vindicated because, you know, if people had heard and had sort of responded to my claims 10 years ago, maybe this wouldn't have happened. So, yes, I feel vindicated, but it's sad to say this because we could have prevented all that's happening today.
Marta Andreessen, thank you very much.
Thank you.